Hi Alexandre, welcome to the studio.
Hey Kevin.
This is the first Forward TV episode, the pilot. It will be a talk show where we invite people from within Forward, from Salesforce, customers, where we talk about whatever is relevant about what we do. You are our first guest, head of the Marketing Cloud team, and we're going to talk about Salesforce Interaction Studio. But I can imagine some of our viewers might not never heard about Interaction Studio. So what is it about?
Well, Interaction Studio, it's basically what we call an RTIM. So you've heard of CRM, Customer Relationship Manager. You've heard of MAP, maybe Marketing Automation Platform. You've heard of ERP, Enterprise Resource Plan, etc. You have the RTIM, Real-Time Interaction Management System. And it's basically born of that need for companies right now to actually be able to monitor, but also tailor the experience on a website or in a certain channel, according to interactions that took place maybe on another channel, right? And keep that relevant message across all channels, be it online or offline, but try to keep the same message, but always adapt the message to the latest interactions that was given by a certain individual.
Yeah, and keeping the experience seamless across all those channels.
Exactly. Let's first maybe discuss a bit about the content marketing. Right, the content is really important. It's actually the basics of everything, if you want my opinion. First, content is there for search engines to understand what your business is about. But ultimately, this content also makes sense to your visitors, and this content brings traffic to your website. But the other aspect of content is that it also helps this traffic navigate through your website and find the most relevant information for them, right? Mm-hmm. And that's actually what we're going to use. We used to only propose content to be consumed by some people. But now what we want to do is also, based on the content that you are viewing, that you are consuming, and not only which one you are viewing or clicking, but how long are you staying with this content, and what kind of other related content will you go and look within the same session. Mm-hmm. All these information are now relevant for us marketeers to kind of understand what you are interested in. Now more than ever, because you're not without knowing that now after COVID, people spend much more time online, right? Mm-hmm. And that has a positive impact on this, because what it means that if they spend more time online, they have more interactions with your content, and by that you can deduce more information, you can deduce more insights. And then the other second aspect of the Interaction Studio or the real-time interaction management tool is the business logic. You can tell me right now, you know, Alex, you don't need an interaction studio to track the interactions on a website. Mm-hmm. There are other tools that do that. But the main difference is to be able to make sense out of these interactions. And I will take a very concrete example. Let's say you are a shoe company, right? You sell shoes online or offline, online and offline, both, yeah. Let's say. And me as a visitor, I come on your website and I look for shoes to go in the mountains, to trail in the mountains, okay? Well, two possibilities. I might be looking for just shoes to go and have a walk with my dog in the woods around my house, or potentially I'm prepping a vacation in a foreign country, or I'm prepping a camping week or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But you want to know more. You want to know more about this because it will also impact what kind of product you can recommend to me at later stage. And so typically, your website could propose two different items under the page that you are looking at. It could propose a backpack, or it could propose, I don't know, a new leash to put your dog on, okay? And once again, based on the interaction that you will take with these two content types, it will allow the tool and its business logic functionality to further refine what you are interested in, right? And to further tailor your experience and to allow every other system, every other stakeholder, every other touch point in the company with which you might interact to push towards you the right and the same message all and every time again, according to your latest interaction.
But does that also mean personalizing the next newsletter, having customer care, knowing when you call in, what you are looking for, and so on and so on?
Exactly. We have, Interaction Studio has these possibilities that are, they have different names, of course. Next best action, next best conversation, open time email content block. These are all digital assets, let's call them that way, mm-hmm. that will allow to spread the word across all of your channels. So let's take another example. Let's say I'm going to a financial company website, okay? And I'm actually building a house right now. So let's say that I'm looking for my mortgage, okay?
Yeah.
And I go to my website and I'm looking at, once again, content, articles that speak about mortgage. And then the tool, the website, for some reason, will ask me, okay, to further refine what I'm looking for, will just have a pop-up asking, have you already found a mortgage, yes or no? And let's say that my answer is yes, okay? Well, the business logic side of the tool will easily be able to tell, okay, this guy is looking for a mortgage, but he already has one, so he's looking for more information. But because he's been looking at a mortgage, we can safely consider and assume that he's in the process of buying a house, building a house, whatever. And so most likely this person will also be in need at later stage of an insurance for fire or a payment protection insurance, right? And it will then be the goal, okay, for every other communication or interaction that I will have with this company, as you say, another email that I will receive or a call that I will give to the call center because I already have an ongoing contract and I want to discuss about something. The tool will make sure that everyone across the company has the same message towards me. So my next email that I will open might be personalized at open time, and that's important. It's not at sent time, it's at open time. It might be personalized with the latest insurance for fire insurance and all the properties of the insurance. And if I then 2 weeks later or 1 week later call someone, and if I have not purchased any fire insurance, because of course that is important to take into that logic when you evaluate as the person already purchased it or not, because you want to stay relevant once again. Well, it is very likely that in 1 week when I will be on the phone with this service agent or this sales agent, he will try to discuss with me about fire insurance to tell me, okay, have you found something? What is the size of your house? Whatever. Ask more questions to try and refine my need and to try and propose me what would make more sense to me.
Yeah, we're talking now a lot about personalization of all those messages. How far do you go with that? Do you personalize every time, every occasion at any cost? Or how do you define how far you go?
Oh, it's all about the data that's available to you. I think that to answer your question bluntly, no, we shouldn't personalize at any cost and we shouldn't personalize every time we have the occasion of personalizing. Maybe you allow me to take a very quick example happened 2 weeks ago. I was looking to buy a device to attach my phone on my motorbike, okay? And I knew of a brand that I actually bought one like that already, but lost it in the meantime. And I go to this website. And they only sell online, okay? They don't have offline shops. They only sell online. And I land on that website, and the first thing that they ask me is, give us your email address, and we'll give you a coupon. Fine by me. I was already registered, but with a little technical marketeer hack, I could generate a second coupon. That's not the problem, but I could generate a second one. And here I am, putting my device in my basket, going to check out, putting my coupon, paying, and I pay less, of course, because my coupon is applied. And here it goes. For 2 weeks, they've been retargeting me with emails, okay, 5 to 10 emails on a 2 weeks period for me, and telling me, okay, Alex, now is the moment to use it. Look at this apparel and try to use your coupon and get the, and in the end, is that relevant for me? No, not at all, right? And that's what I was telling you in the beginning. For me, personalization needs to be thought through, needs to be balanced, needs to be controlled, right? Mm-hmm. Because you could think at the beginning that giving coupons and starting off journeys to push people to use it can only be a good thing, can only generate more revenue, can only generate more conversion. But at the end, for me, typically, it generated an unsubscribe. Mm-hmm. And will I ever engage with this company again? I don't think so, or not right now. So no, the answer to your question for me is no. You should be very careful with that. And you should always pay attention to having the full set of data, the full insights about what you are trying to personalize. And of course, make sure that it's always relevant.
I think that's the keyword. Be relevant for the customer.
Relevant is really
easy. Now, in the beginning of the conversation, you triggered me with something because you were talking about on and offline.
Yep.
How well is this particular tool suited for that on and offline hybrid experience?
That is a very good question. But the answer is actually quite straightforward. Is the fact that conversion, and if we take again the example of a mortgage, okay, and a fire insurance, typically I will most likely have all the items, all the information to take a decision online about my fire insurance. But will I be able to sign my fire insurance online? Yeah, sometimes yes, with some companies, but sometimes no. Sometimes an office visit is necessary. Sometimes I need to go on site. And that's where the conversion happens, right? And once again, in order to stay relevant, I shouldn't be retargeted with this fire insurance if I went to any of the office and I've signed the contract, right? They should be on to the next one, as we say.
Yeah. So you also feed in the offline data into the interaction studio.
That's the first thing. Indeed, we are feeding all sort of data to the interaction studio, be it customer data, like a socio-demographic data, your age, your first name, your last name. We are also feeding all the transactional data, be it online, be it offline. We are feeding a product catalog, of course. We are feeding content catalog. We are feeding promotion catalog, if you want to. But these feeds are very much recurrent. They are very much batch-based, okay? They happen once a day, for example, or once every 2 hours, if we want a more important frequency. But it's also very important for someone to be able, for example, let's say that you went to this office. If you did not sign, there might not be any transaction for you in that transaction file that we're going to receive. But it's still important to know that you came to the office, right? So what we can do is typically install on, or what interaction allows us to do is to install on, let's take a dummy ID, or let's take the lady, for example, the lady that receives you at the reception, that welcomes you at the reception of the office, and you give your name and you say, hey, I'm Alex, I have an appointment at 11 with this lady, okay? Well, she's going to go into the system and she's going to look for you, she's going to look for the appointment, and she's going to click on the button that says this person has arrived. Well, we can typically place behind that very same button, we can place a piece of script that will call the interaction studio and say, hey, this person went to the office, he had a visit at that moment for that email address, and here it is. And mm-hmm. You can register it and you can use it in further contextualization, in further analysis and further business logic, actually, yeah? Because that's the point. Be it transactional data, customer data, interaction on the website, interaction offline. The goal is to centralize everything and make it flow through that business logic that we have built in the Interaction Studio, which is really the added value of Interaction Studio, by the way. If you take mm-hmm. another RTIM, not all of them have that possibility to ingest your business logic. But the point is to do that. Bring all the data that you can have from various touch points, from various channels, make it flow real time through that business logic that you have registered and that you have built, and then wait for the system to output the very best recommendation, the very best, the next best action to apply for you.
Yeah. And that all in real time then?
Yeah, of course. Or near real time, if you want the real buzzword, Kevin.
Yeah, no, but in your example, if I'm waiting for that appointment and the person behind the desk already pushed the button, maybe while in the waiting room, I don't need to get any promotions anymore because I'm already there.
Of course. And when we say real time, I think it's more about the collection of the data that is real time, okay? The real recommendation, the real next best action or next best conversation, that is for further usage afterward. But let's also take another use case where it might be important. If I'm looking at your financial services website and I'm looking at mortgages, okay, and I'm reading 1, 2, 3 piece of content, 3 articles, and downloading a white paper, for example, the next time I come back on your website, or if I go back to the homepage, nothing prevents you from changing the header. Right, from changing the head image with a brilliant, a fire insurance plus a call to action, discover our fire insurance. Because the system has already deduced based on my 3 previous interaction with your website, and because he has received this information in a time frame of a couple of seconds, he's already capable of saying, hey, website, Alex is coming back to the homepage. You have this placeholder, which is dynamic. Please put in there the image that's going to make more sense to Alex.
Yeah. If I'm playing the advocate of the devil, my website already has personalization capabilities. Why do I need Interaction Studio?
That's a good one. And I can't answer like that. I can't tell you you need it. It's not my goal to try and push Interaction Studio everywhere, right? It always results of a discussion and an analysis of what your website is capable of doing right now. And if you tell me my website already does personalization, then that's very good. My only question to you would be, what kind of personalization is it doing?
And maybe also what you said in the beginning, have you have the capabilities to have that across all those different channels?
Exactly. That's also key, integration, right? Since I started my career, that's always been my leitmotif, integration, right? But the first point is, yes, is your website capable of tracking the interactions, of logging these interactions? Most likely, yes. Huh? It's also maybe capable of saying, oh, this person purchased a pair of shoes, and most of our customers, when they purchase a pair of shoes, they also purchase a pair of socks, so we're going to push a pair of socks. That for me, yes, it's personalization, but that's not a tailored experience, not right? That's not taking into consideration what you as an individual took as an action before.
Yeah,
right?
And that's just the first step of what is all possible. It's an easy one, and I think from learning from you that Interaction Studio offers a much wider range of possibilities than just that simple example.
Exactly. I would say that it's not only about personalization, it's about hyper personalization, real-time personalization, and about sharing that personalization across touchpoint for everyone to be able in the organization, or everyone that will cross your path in the organization, to be able to apply the very same personalization. What makes this possible is really the business logic that you can inject in the Interaction Studio. It's called basically Einstein recipes. So you can build Einstein recipes yourself in a drag and drop way. And that is the added value of this tool. It will not only collect interactions, but it will analyze them, and it will analyze them under a certain prism, under a certain format that you have defined, because it is your business. Yeah. And it's not the tool that has a predefined way of analyzing interactions and say, okay, based on these interactions, we should do that, 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 and that, because selling insurances or selling shoes is totally different way of selling.
Yeah. But on top of doing it myself, I can imagine it's also worth having some experts with best practices like you taking me on that journey.
Of course. Of course, I think it's we always work with iterations, and whether you want to do this yourself or whether you want to collaborate with us, it's always start small and build on it, right? Mm-hmm. It's always start with a small use case that you want to implement that you think can have an added value, right? For your customer, for your actual sales. Put that in place, start small. Let's make it profitable. Let's generate revenue and profit out of that, and then use that profit to actually build another use case. Right, mm-hmm. That's really the principle that we want to apply here. And I think that working together on this can only allow you to have maybe the best practices at hand, but maybe also all the technical knowledge needed to integrate all of these. Because let's not forget that we're talking about your website as a central place for interaction collection, mm-hmm. but we're also talking about open time email content blog. So you need to send that to mm-hmm. your marketing cloud or to any other platform that can receive API calls and any other MAP, sorry, that can receive API calls. But you also need to set up your CRM to receive the next best action, to receive the next best conversation. That's also coming under the format of a payload. So it's an API call that needs to be translated into something visible and something mm-hmm. usable by the sales and the service agent. So yeah, of course, there are a couple of things to do, and integration is really key as well as relevancy.
Okay, Alex, thank you very much for joining us and sharing all your insights on Interaction Studio.
Thanks for having me, Kevin, anytime.
And you at home, if you want more information, you can always reach out to Alex. We will put his contact details below the video. Thank you for watching. Hope to see you in the next Forward TV episode.